Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We have had scams, talk of scams, exposure of scams, reporting of scams. I've received scams myself, and we've brought every single one of them to you and exposed them and said, look, this is a scam, this is a scam. Don't be caught by this, don't be caught by that. I've spoken to people who've been caught for anything from 100 euro to 1,000 euro, people who got caught in 100 different ways, Revolut scams, bank scams, post office scams, parking tolls, you know, motorway toll scams, insurance scams, a thing called a VIN scam, which is a new one, and I'll catch up with that one later. But this is a particularly nasty, horrible kind of scam, and a very sophisticated one, where the scammers have taken the face and identity of a very respected figure and used it against his will to front their scam. I speak of Tom Curran, a European coordinator for the Right to Die movement Exit International. And Tom, we've spoken many, many times before on your campaigning for the Right to Die. But this is particularly nasty. Your face and your identity has been lifted and used in a scam on people who would like to die. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening here, Tom?
Well, this has been happening for quite some time. And it came about, I suppose, because, well, where do we start? There are specific drugs, but they're pretty rare. There aren't that many that can help a people in their quest to have a peaceful death at home. There are lots of ways of dying, but to die peacefully and without pain or anything like that is a difficult task. It's not something you can go down to Boots and buy over the counter or something like that. But there are drugs that were available. And the supply of those has become difficult to get. And then the scammer stepped in. And they started offering these drugs for sale on the internet. Now, initially, they just posted that these drugs were for sale, and people who were desperate to get them because the supply had dried up assumed that these people were genuine, but they weren't. And there are literally hundreds of sites out there, and as you say yourself, one of these sites even pretended to be me. Now, I mean, I suppose that to a certain extent, that's a compliment that people around the world should know me and trust me. But you know, the unfortunate thing is that with these sites, it is illegal to buy these drugs, so they know the people that they scam are not going to follow up on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's despicable to me that they're taking advantage of people that are in this vulnerable position in countries like Ireland, where the state won't help, the medical profession won't help, so they have to go beyond the law, like myself and Mary.
Yeah,
we imported our drugs from Mexico. Now, unfortunately, that supply has stopped.
Yeah,
but as I say, these people, there are hundreds of them out there, and I just find that there are scams, but this is the lowest of the lowest.
It's horrible. It's really horrible. Are there people, Tom, who have handed over money to a scammer using your identity and your picture for something that didn't exist?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Do we know how much money?
Well, it's usually around 600 to 1,000 euro.
Right.
Yeah, but the worst part about it is these people think that they are now going to be in a position that in the future, I mean, most of these people are planning for the future. They're not thinking of tomorrow or the day after, just like we did. We planned well in advance.
Yes.
And this is what people are doing. And the despicable thing is that these people are pretending that they're helping these to plan for 10 years' time or 20 years' time or whatever it is. Now, I suppose one of the good parts about it, in a lot of these cases, they send nothing. They just take the money and send nothing. Mm. Now, it'd be an awful lot worse if they sent something and the person thought they had the right product, put it away, and in 10 years or 15 years' time went to use that and found that it didn't work. Yeah. So at least, I suppose, they don't bother to send anything. And I suppose that's keeping their identity as well hidden, because nobody knows where in the world they're operating from. But at least we have that they don't bother sending anything. And in some cases, when people have complained, the scammers threaten to expose them to the police because they're trying to buy a legal product.
Right. Yeah.
So they know they're never going to... There's going to be no follow-up on it. The police are not going to be involved anywhere in the world. So, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. But I just find it despicable.
It's horrible. Have you any recourse, Tom, as a reputable man whose identity has been stolen?
No, we've tried to follow up on it, but these people are very, the way the internet can hide an awful lot of things these days. And hidden behind walls and walls of security, it's impossible to find where these people are operating from. And even if you do close one down, there's another that will start up. So all we can do, is as soon as we can identify any of these scammers, we highlight it. We publicize that this particular site is a scam. And literally we have hundreds of these sites listed on our website.
Mm.
So, I mean, what we advise people to do is check that list before dealing with anybody.
Yeah.
But there isn't much else we can do. But people are being scammed every day of the week.
Do our legislators have any powers or, more importantly, responsibilities here, Tom?
No, they would take the attitude that these people are breaking, that the people trying to buy are breaking the law as well. So, and also the people that are trying to buy tend not to want it to be known that this is what they're planning, because in a lot of cases, it's illegal within their country to help people to do that.
Are we talking about people in tragic situations such as the one I'm about to lay out in front of you now, Tom? Let us imagine a man or a woman in their 40s, we'll say, who's just had that most horrific diagnosis, motor neuron. Are they people who are then looking at these guys and saying, in 4 or 5 years, when nothing else works except my mind, I want to have that in the press so I can send myself peacefully off this earth. Are they the people being targeted?
Unfortunately, they are exactly the people being targeted. Yes.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So they've had a horrific diagnosis. They've got to come to terms with that. And then these horrible vultures are preying on them.
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
It's disgusting, isn't it, Tom?
That describes it exactly, and it is. It's despicable. I mean, there's loads of words in the English language to describe it, but there isn't any bad enough to describe what they do, yes.
Just bear with me for a moment while I go off topic slightly. We know that the legislation, the Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying, is recommending an introduction later this year, and we should have legislation soon enough. Does it go far enough for you?
Well, we don't know that we're going to have legislation.
Of course, if the government falls, yeah.
Well, the thing is that it's a recommendation. And recommendations, as we've known in the past, can be completely ignored. The recommendation came back that, yes, we should legislate for it. But there's no legislation in place. There's no legislation before them. Now, I know Gino Kenny, the People Before Profit TD, is planning to put legislation forward. But what we need here is the government set up this committee. And if they aren't going to listen to them, why bother setting it up?
Yes.
And, you know, then the government, whatever government is in after the next election, I'm assuming nothing will happen about it before the next election. But whatever government is there, surely they should at least look at the recommendation and then draft legislation themselves to introduce this.
Is it something that should come up when, and they will be on the doorsteps for the general election within 10 months, is it something that should come up from people concerned about this? What will you do with that recommendation?
Well, I would love to see that, yes. I mean, I'd like to see it being an election issue, but it's not. There are so many other things, and other things that, to a certain extent, and I'm not suggesting that the assisted dying is not important, but we've got housing, we've got health,
indeed,
we've got all
course.
Sorts of things that need to be tackled as well.
Yes.
So I can't really see it being an election issue.
Yes, but not letting it forgotten at the same time. Do you think, and I'm following
closely... It won't be forgotten, we'll make sure of that.
I'm closely following the story of the great Esther Ranson in the UK at the moment, and I listened yesterday to her latest interview. Do you think that, God, she spent her life as a campaigner back in the day, do you think that she'll have any strength? She'll push things over the line there, and you know what happens if they cough, we get the cold?
Well, the thing is, I suppose, that when someone like that comes out, people listen because they have the ear of the public and they have the ear of the politician. And if the public are listening, then politicians will react to it. Unfortunately, that tends to be the way they operate.
Yeah.
But yes, it's certainly doing good. It's at least making people aware of it and people thinking of it. A bit like when Mary went to court, and this gave, in Ireland, it was a theoretical situation before then, and people didn't understand it. People didn't take any notice of it, really. But then here was a human being, a lovely, intelligent, and I'm biased, I know, because I love Mary, but a lovely, intelligent person talking about this and wanting it for herself. And people started to take notice and started to listen. And that's exactly the same situation when somebody like Esther Ranson comes out and says it.
Yeah.
Because people have been listening to her all their lives.
That's right. She's won many, many, many campaigns in the course of her life. Lastly, Tom, come back to where we started. What you're telling me here this morning is, if anybody is purporting to sell these drugs, and we're not even going to name them, if anyone's purporting to sell these drugs in this country online, it is a scam.
Well, it's not just in this country. It's certainly, yes. The answer to that question is yes. But unfortunately, they're not operating within this country. They're operating from all over the world.
Okay. And if they're using your face...
It's not me.
Tom, thank you. Tom Curran of Exit Ireland. 0818 96 96 96. It's a horrific scam. It really is. Of all the scams, look, any scam is nasty. Anything that costs you money is nasty. But this is preying on the people who are... Oh, stop. It's horrible. It's horrendous. If you're interested in the issue with Esther Ranson, just Google her name. Esther Ranson, Assist a Dying. She's campaigning because she is, if you remember Esther Ranson from the BBC back in the day, she hosted a program called That's Life, and if they got behind something, they got it done. It was fantastic. It was compulsive viewing on BBC, was Esther Ranson. This is kind of her last campaign. She has stage 4 terminal cancer, and she wants the right to choose the manner of her own passing and the time of her own passing, and she's joined Dignitas, and she is campaigning in the UK for a change in the law. It's like her last campaign. It's worth Googling it if you're interested.
Cork's 96 FM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.